This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't wanna know, no, 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 who's taking you home, oh, 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 I'm loving you so, 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 so.
Now, 7 after the hour, what do you want to know? Today is the 21st of February. It's a Tuesday. I'm Doug Steffen with the rest of the gang here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Tom Kreitler, who is the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. I have found that people like to hear from experts. That's why they like listening to this program, because I'm an expert in everything. So,
yeah. Nick Kreitler. Just ask him. He'll tell you.
Yeah. All right. So Tommy the K is here. If you haven't found the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program over the weekend, go to moneypit.com. Find out where it is near you or listen to the downloads. It's a fabulously informative program. It's entertaining and all of the best things that an advice show should be. You know, it would really be great if we could put you and Kim Komando together. We could do a computerized home improvement show. How about that?
Do something on smart homes.
Yes,
pull it all together.
All right, so Jennifer Horn, speaking of smart, is here. Ladies on this program are very smart. Jennifer has had an experience the last couple of days with a tree falling.
A couple of trees fall.
We've had some wild weather here. There was a tree at the end of my street. It just fell down the road. It took them 2 days to get out of the way. And they just don't know how to do it. I don't even think the city's got a chainsaw.
There was a tree that, there's a lot behind my house, and there was a tree that fell, and it got stuck like at a 45-degree angle. And I'm thinking, like, what the hell am I going to do with that? And then, like, the next storm, it went down the rest of the way. I'm like, done. Finished.
Thank you, Mother
Thank
Nature.
Thank you very much.
Very helpful.
Good night.
All right, so Jen, describe the situation. So this has been, I'm doing this because there's a practical application here for people who have yards and who maybe aren't really skilled at taking care of things. They figure they've got to call a tree guy or whatever it is.
Right.
But this is where owning a chainsaw is very handy. So, Jennifer, explain what happened.
When you want to take care of your husband or a tree.
Nice.
Chainsaws work.
Thank you.
No, I was watching the chainsaw go, and I was like, man, nobody wants to put their hand in there. Well, Tom, I have a gigantic avocado tree, and I'm going to overplay it again because it is a huge avocado tree. It's one my grandfather planted probably 60 years ago.
Mm.
This thing produces grapefruit. Awesome avocados, great tree, but it's gotten so big and so tall that it's been a little bit out of control. Well, enter this huge storm that came through on Friday, and a huge branch, a big chunk of the tree, fell into my driveway. It beat up my gate a little bit. It knocked down my cable wire. And it was a real mess. I came home late Friday night and almost thank God for my gate, because otherwise I would have driven right into it. Or my car would have been smashed if it had been parked there. So I couldn't do anything about it at, 12:30 at night. So the next day, my neighbor, my dad, and a group of willing volunteers helped take apart this tree branch, which took a few hours. But that's story number one. Story number two for you is I have very old plumbing in my house. This is my grandparents' house that I purchased from my family. And I had a leak, which upon further digging, I have to, do a lot of replacing to the tune of, $850 to $1,000 on the cheap side.
What kind of pipes do you have? Are they copper or steel? What?
I had copper replaced, but I think that they're probably not replaced all the way through to the shower. I think that they're copper underneath the house and then whatever was there originally.
There's no cellar under the house either, right?
There's a crawl space. It's definitely a big
How old is your house?
My grandparents probably built it in 1953, I want to say.
Well, it should have copper throughout in the 1950s. It was built in the 1950s. And usually
I had to replace copper when I was adding on a new bathroom, but I don't know that they plumbed into the other bathroom.
Well, see, here's what happens with some copper plumbing. If you have water that's slightly acidic, you can develop these sort of pinhole leaks in copper, and it's a really infuriating problem because there's really no cure for it except to replace the pipes. But if you start to see these really tiny holes that form in the pipes, you're better off just replacing the copper pipe because it's just going to keep developing leaks over and over again.
Interesting.
And if you replace it, I wouldn't use copper. I would use PEX. PEX stands for cross-linked polyethylene. It's incredibly durable stuff. It's easy to work with. It's a plastic pipe. It stretches. It flexes, so it's easy to kind of run through walls, and it's just a much better plumbing pipe that's available today. Now, back to your avocado.
Back to the avocado. My bummer, though, is replacing the tile because it's an original tile shower, and it's kind of got this retro look, and I don't think I'm going to be able to replace the tile where the new fixtures are going to go.
There's companies out there that have retro tile, and the other thing is if you can't find that exact tile, what you want to do is think about replacing the tile in the way that it looks like it was sort of a design change.
Right. Like
a two-tone or something like that.
There are plenty of demo yards from demolishing houses from here. You can go get tile there.
Yeah. Listen, you were talking about chainsaws. I wanted to tell you that I recently got my hands on a 60-volt battery-powered chainsaw.
You know what? I bought one of those, too, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Amazing. Greenworks Pro 60 Volt, they're at Lowe's. And this thing could saw through lumber like there's no tomorrow. And I just love the fact that there was no gas or oil. It's just pretty much a push-button start. This battery technology, especially with brushless motors, all these machines have brushless motors, so they're very, very powerful. And they can do the same job at the gas and the oil can do, but they're just a heck of a lot easier to use. I mean, they have the same line in a lawnmower and hedge trimmers, but the chainsaw is so impressive because, like you say, when you see one of those machines working, you want to just stand clear because it really does move some wood, and to do it with batteries is amazing.
There is a this whole business I have on the farm. I've got four or five chainsaws. Most of them are steels.
Right.
But we have a circumstance where we basically created a garage. Wintertime, guys want to work inside on the tractors and the equipment and stuff. So we built a furnace. The guys were clever. They got an old stove. They made a stove out of an old oil tank. And so they burn wood in it, and the wood comes inside to keep it dry, but they don't want to use the combustion engine chainsaw inside.
Of course.
So they were after me to go buy an electric chainsaw, which I did. I was amazed.
I'm pretty sure that's not a benefit that's on the package and can be used indoors.
No, it's not.
But okay, right. It could be.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, it could be. We don't worry too much about some of that stuff, but if you're in a confined place using a chainsaw to any great extent, if you're doing it in a hurry, it's okay. But
I just think it's super handy because you just kind of grab and go. You keep the battery charged, and there's no fuss, no muss, no looking for the oil or
because
the gas.
Because we were fooling with the plug and the oil and the
All right, so there you go. There's your all the help you need, Jennifer, right there.
All right, listener. Where were you this weekend?
yeah. Get on the plane.
Yes.
Here's
thankfully far
Jake,
away.
Who has a Cape Cod style home built in the 40s. With cold air return vents all on the exterior walls.
Right.
He's getting a lot of drafts from it. Hello, 1940 house. Yeah, I can imagine that. So when the heat's not on, is cold coming through? Is it coming from the outside or from underneath? That would be one of my first questions.
Yeah, and here's a clue. I see this question. He says that when he took the covers off, he can see the wood siding. So that means that he really doesn't have return ducts.
Yeah.
Well, no, it just means he doesn't have ducts. They're using the stud bay.
Oh, right, to blow the thing right
to
up
blow
the air.
Right, exactly. So so it's mixing with cold air because the siding's certainly not draft-proof. Mm-hmm. So I think you'd be wise to meet with an HVAC contractor and find out how you could add some regular ducts that go right from your furnace into these rooms without going through those exterior walls, or if you are, line them so that when they go through the exterior walls, you're not subjected to having all of that ambient air mixed in with it, because not only is this going to drive your heating costs up, I think moving in now, coming out of winter, Doug, moving through spring and towards the warm summer months, folks don't realize how expensive these same problems are in the summer because they do drive your cooling costs up. We don't complain about drafts in the summer because they're hot drafts. We don't feel them, but you definitely feel them in your wallet if you have these conditions. So getting that duct system tightened up would make a big difference in this 1942 Cape.
All right, anytime Tom is here, which would be each Tuesday, we'll take some calls from you. Actually, the questions that come via email are better. Tom@moneypit.com or Doug@DougStephan.com. Tom Kreidler, the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard every weekend around the country. Check it out at moneypit.com. Tommy, thank you. 16 after the hour.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. It's a big question for people in pain.
How can we move forward so that we do not let our life be defined by this pain?
Resiliency expert Dr. Amit Sood says it starts with not judging yourself for the pain and, when possible, finding meaning in it.
Every second, five babies are born, but women don't say it's suffering because there's meaning behind it.
For example, there may be meaning in the pain you feel in recovering from surgery or in doing physical therapy.
There are times when my pain today is actually going to prevent a worse pain later.
Dr. Sood says it's also important for people in pain to choose battles carefully.
We start fighting battles that we cannot win, and that's how we lose our energy.
He says it's better to use your energy for proven pain therapies.
Mindfulness meditation has been shown to be beneficial.
Massage, Tai Chi, and yoga can help alleviate pain. And Dr. Sood says rest is best. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
That can be.
Yeah. Good day.
Oh, am I on the air?
No, you're alternating everybody else, and just us.
Oh. Is this thing on?
I'm sure.
Wait a minute. You pulling a fast one on me, Kara? No, that's all right. Listen.
No, I think we actually are on the air.
I think we are on the air. But
yeah,
was my singing
are
on the air? That's right. I want to know. Was my singing on the air?
Yes, yeah. It was.
Was it? Good. Okay. I'm glad.
Don't act like you didn't plan that.
Yeah.
Good news and bad news. Good news comes from Delta Airlines.
Bad news is what we just heard.
Oh, stop.
So bad news is over with. Right now we're on to good news?
Good news. Delta Airlines is going to go back to giving complimentary meals if you ride in the back of the plane.
Yay!
Uh-huh. So if you're going coast to coast between New York and L.A., San Francisco, Boston and the West Coast, Washington, Seattle, Orlando, those places, they're going to bring back the meals that went away during the recession just before everything crashed in 2008. Now, the airlines used that time and that excuse to cut the cost by stopping the meals. Hawaiian Airlines is also doing it, but as
Hawaii's
Delta does
been
it,
serving food actually for a little while,
yeah,
for the last
yeah.
year or so.
Right, do you
good,
use them
the
when
way.
You go back and forth, Hawaiian? Do you use Hawaiian?
Many times, yes. Mm-hmm. Most often, yes. Not as a rule, but most often.
Yeah. So United and American hand out those really junky, awful, crappy, they're afraid of peanuts pretzel things. They're awful. But everybody does the same thing. So Delta, one of them tries something like they change their rewards program to screw everybody that has been in the rewards program. Then one of them started it and then they all did it. So now one starts it and then the rest of them will do it. So you'll never see it on Southwest because that's not their model. But United and American compete on so many different, pretty much all of them compete on the same routes. So one of them does it, they're going to all have to do it. And so I guess that's
and good
the good
for them. They're charging so much that that's the least they can do is to make you feel like you're having a more luxurious experience.
Yeah, yeah. It is really, we were talking about when the price for me to go back and forth has not changed. It doesn't make a difference. You don't buy in advance anymore. You don't save any money.
Remember, it used to be about $250 if you'd buy in advance. Now, way.
Now it's $500.
$400.
Whether you buy it in advance or not. 21 after the hour.
The The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is going back to my roots as a disc jockey. This is really a moldy, oldie, goody, goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled records, if I do say so myself. David Cassidy and the Partridge Family. I think I love you. We cracked this up just a little bit because it's so silly. It's really one of those fun, bubblegummy songs from the 1960s. So when you listen to it, sounds old.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
So, why are we focused on music from the Partridge Family? Well, it seems David Cassidy is going down the drain, sadly, and he's only 66, too. He has dementia, and so he has gone. He watched his grandfather struggle with it, and his mother disappeared into dementia as well, and he was in denial, but he writes he knew this was coming. Sadly, it does sometimes run in families. But he's coming to terms with his condition. He made the decision to stop touring to concentrate on his health and his happiness. He's writing, quote, "I want to focus on what I am, who I am, and how I've been without any distractions." He says, "I want to love. I want to enjoy what's left of life." He's had a lot of the same kinds of problems that a lot of kids who start when they're young have as they grow into adulthood. They don't know how to really get, they don't know how to deal with life.
Was he, did he have a drug problem, or is that someone else from the Partridge Family that I'm thinking
of? I don't remember that he did.
Or was he an alcoholic, maybe?
I don't remember either of those two things.
Okay.
But he was charged with a DUI in 2010. And he's had a couple more, so he may have a drinking problem. So, anyway, he's been married three times. Wife filed for divorce, filed for bankruptcy a couple of years ago. He did a hit and run, so he's had a kind of a lousy adult life, or later in life. And I believe, frankly, from not only from what my gut tells me, but from what I've seen, people who are hardcore alcoholics are much more likely to have dementia and Alzheimer's, because what it does is cause hardening of the arteries. And when you, part of losing touch is losing blood flow into your head, and you lose that when your arteries get hard, even the smaller arteries and veins.
Yeah.
If you can't get blood into your brain, goodbye, see you later. And that's what happened. Alcohol really does a number on your head. So maybe that was it. But that was, it was so much fun. The Partridge Family were just fun. Silly stuff. Late 60s, early 70s television show. And so it's too bad. Sad.
Really it's sad. Very sad, sad, yeah. And I'm a big fan of his daughter, Katie Cassidy. She's an actress.
What is she in, Victoria?
Most recently, she was one of the stars of the CW show Arrow, the superhero show.
Okay. Yeah.
And, she's been in some movies and stuff, too. She's really great. I'm just a big fan of hers. And I don't know. It's very sad to have your dad be 66 and, you know, before you're married or have kids or anything. Mm-hmm. He may not, you know, who knows what his mental state will be then.
Yeah. All right, time for us to wind it up a little bit. John Williams, who is one of our best in terms of Hollywood history. What he's created around the Steven Spielberg movies has not been, I mean, imagine the partnership, hasn't been equaled by anybody. And so now there is a new, look at this, coming out March 17th from Sony Classical Music, all the Williams scores, the ultimate collection, John Williams and Steven Spielberg. I'm getting that. Somebody get it for me for a birthday or something. With the Boston Pops Orchestra and some of the other the collections from his various movies, different orchestras that he's led. What a fabulous collection. Looking forward to that. All those great movies. John Williams and Steven Spielberg for the Ultimate Collection coming out next month.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. It's a big question for people in pain.
How can we move forward so that we do not let our life be defined by this pain?
Resiliency expert Dr. Amit Sood says it starts with not judging yourself for the pain and, when possible, finding meaning in it.
Every second, 5 babies are born, but women don't say it's suffering because there's meaning behind it.
For example, there may be meaning in the pain you feel in recovering from surgery or in doing physical therapy.
There are times when my pain today is actually going to prevent a worse pain later.
Dr. Sood says it's also important for people in pain to choose battles carefully.
We start fighting battles that we cannot win, and that's how we lose our energy.
He says it's better to use your energy for proven pain therapies.
Mindfulness meditation has been shown to be beneficial.
Massage, Tai Chi, and yoga can help alleviate pain. And Dr. Sood says rest is best. For more information...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with the DJV Experience. No, it's our job to bring you a better day. That's what we're trying to do, put things into perspective, if you will. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here in this half hour. Victoria Bullis will join us in a few minutes with her psychic perspective. Thought it was interesting to look back over, you know, the a lot of radio programs do this day in history or television, read it in the newspaper. So looking back over the past 100 years, if you were to go back 100 years ago today and realize what the world was like, this is an interesting exercise. Give us a minute to go through it. Go back to this date, February 21st, 1917. The world literacy rate was 23%. Can you imagine? 100 years ago, wow. Only 23% of the people on the earth at that time could read and write.
Hmm.
Only 23%.
And 100% today, of them were Jewish, because they're the only culture that has 100% literacy rates.
Even back then?
Yeah, always.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. The literacy rate today is 86%. So look at a difference in 100 years. What a difference 100 years make. And now, if you go back to this date in 1917, it would take you 5 days to get from London to New York, or 3.5 months to travel from London to Australia, depending on what was available. 5 days was the ship you couldn't go across the Pacific. You had to go from London to New York, and then you had to get across the country and then get on a boat in Los Angeles or San Francisco to go to Australia, and you had to plan at least 3 months to do that.
Wow.
Today,
so London to New York was 5 days?
5 days on a ship, the steamer.
Slightly longer if you were on the Titanic.
Right, yeah. So nonstop flight today from London to New York takes about 6.5-7 hours.
Mm.
You can fly from London to Australia in about 20 hours.
And the Concorde was like 3 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 3.5 hours.
From New York to Paris?
Yeah, there's another one in development. Branson's trying to develop another one. He actually tried to buy the old ones, and British Airways wouldn't sell it to him. So, let's see. If you go back to this date in 1917, the average price of a home in our country was $5,000.
What? Say that again.
Adjusted, $5,000 was the price for an average home 100 years ago today. Adjusted for inflation, that's $111,000.
Wow.
Today, the average price of a new home is $272,000. How about that?
Wow.
Average price of a car 100 years ago was $400. Adjusted for inflation, $8,000. Average price of a car today, $34,968. Yeah. Average price of a car.
Right.
The first Boeing aircraft flew on this date in 1917. First Boeing aircraft to leave the ground. Today, there are 24,000 Boeing aircraft in the skies around the world. Isn't that amazing? Think about that.
It's incredible.
5,000 of them are here in our country, but there are 24,000 planes Boeing has built in service worldwide at the moment. Let's see. Telephones. In 1917, on this date, 8% of homes had a landline. Today, landlines, I mean, still 80% of the population says that they have a landline, but nearly half of all U.S. households use only cell phones. Even if you have a landline, you don't use it. How's that? Traffic. This date, 1917, traffic court in New York had, for the first time, declared there were more cars than horses on the streets of New York. This date, 1917.
Wow.
Today, there are 253 million cars and trucks on the road in America. Population of the United States in February 1917 broke 100 million. There were 1.9 billion people on the planet 100 years ago. Today, our population is somewhere between 312 million, 320 million, and the global population is over 7 billion. My God, what a difference 100 years makes, huh?
Yes.
The major tech invention in 1917 was the toggle light switch. Fast forward and think of the technology we have today. High school graduation rates. 100 years ago, 6% of Americans graduated from high school. 100 years ago. 80% of Americans, unless you live in Los Angeles, graduate from high school. Loaf of bread, 7 cents on this date in 1917. Buck and a half adjusted for inflation. The average price of a loaf of bread today is $2.37. And the speed limit in most cities was 10 miles an hour 100 years ago today. Maximum speed on many of the highways is 70, 75. So can you imagine what the next 100 years would be? I think it's a perfect intro for Victoria Bullis, who is our resident psychic. Victoria's way into your head and your heart is easily found by going to victoriabullis.com, B-U-L-L-I-S, or at Victoria Bullis. So when you listen to me talk about what the last 100 years was about and wonder about the next 100 years, what thought goes through your head, Victoria?
Well, a lot of those tests were amazing, and I didn't know them myself. Everything is exponential. The more that is out there, the more people do things, the faster things will be happening, the more will be created. So the 7 billion in 100 years will be 14 billion way before 100 more years.
Mm-hmm. So you know, thinking about that, and how we deal with it, how you as a psychic deal with it, how we deal with psychic minds, you know, the philosophy is that we are all spiritual beings in a human body, or at least that's the way I look at it. I think you do, and I think the two ladies here get that thinking. One wonders, when you hear about reincarnation or our souls come into life, where if we have this increase in population here, the first souls were arguably Adam and Eve that were on this planet. So where do all the souls come from? As the population increases, we have more souls. Where do these souls come from if we keep
That's
adding?
That's a really good question. You know, a lot of people say reincarnation couldn't exist because there's so many more people on the planet now than ever existed, you know, the sum total in history. Well, some beings are coming from other dimensions, other places. Mm-hmm. You know, extraterrestrials and so on. More and more of that is happening. Mm-hmm. And also, there's a phenomenon that you probably know about where one soul can have several bodies at one time.
No, I didn't know about that. Explain. I never heard that before.
Yeah, I know. I've got another soul somewhere in Russia. I can feel it.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually.
Are those the so-called twin? Are those the so-called twin souls, or is that a different concept?
Can be. But that's not what I was alluding to. One soul can be broken up, so to speak, or, you know, it's called bifurcated sometimes.
Okay, I've heard that
into
term.
More than one, you know, human being. Yeah. A twin soul, it's a very popular term these days.
Mm-hmm.
People, a lot of the time when they meet someone that they fall in love with and they really connect with, say, it's my twin soul. The twin souls are still kind of unique. What that means is that you have a partner. When we start out being human, we choose a partner. This is the way I've always heard it be. And you help each other. You're together in most lives, not all. And you kind of push each other through evolution. And sometimes it can be hard because the more lives you have together, the more that you know each other and each other's issues and start calling people on it when you see them cropping up. But you get to the point where after lifetime, hundreds, thousands usually, there's just about pure love left. And at some point, you kick into something where you're just about the same soul. And it's all about love because you've worked through the issues and a lot of them together. Does that make any sense at all?
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. You were going to say something, Terry. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a phenomenon that there's a lot of information out about it now. I'm pretty sure. I haven't Googled it, but it's got to be there. And worth checking into. You know, we have people say, "Oh, I met my soulmate." That's another thing. They don't say twin soul. Another thing that is very popular to say. We have like Doug and I have known each other forever. Victoria and I have known each other forever. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So we're soulmates. Doesn't mean that you're romantic partner. It just means you have so much history together that you're kindred spirits, only deeper.
So what does bring people together beside that? People who may be romantic partners, who claim to be or who think they're soulmates or they share a lot of things. I have used the term mirroring a lot in my relationship and looking at this person, you're looking at yourself in a manner of speaking. And that's sometimes what attracts you as well. The lessons that you're learning together because many of you who are mirrors like mirror images, you have the same issues.
Actually, that's true of most people we meet. When we go about judging someone for his or her looks or weight gain or, you know, the way they handle finances or whatever, we'll get into judgment. What's happening is we're not liking what we're seeing because in some way they are a mirror image of something about ourselves that we don't like.
Mm-hmm. All right, so tell me, yeah, I do. I'm going to give you a specific example of something that's going on, and I want, if you can, tell me what happens with this person. This yesterday, a fellow named Christopher Dunst he's a neurosurgeon in Dallas. He was convicted of intentionally maiming someone whose spine he was trying to, he was operating on. He practiced medicine at various hospitals in Dallas over a number of years, and he was accused of intentionally crippling four patients and causing the death of two others. So one wonders what happens. I mean, he's going to jail for the rest of his life, but what happens to somebody like that Why do they come in here? With what intention? And what happens to them after the fact?
Okay, well, clearly they have issues. We come here, and I do see things pretty simply after years and years and years and years of working on complex issues with people. Yeah. I see things very simply. And, for example, I feel that we're here to create things, you know, cars and boats and trips and partners and education and houses, whatever we want. And we're also here to work through issues. The key is to recognize when you're in an issue and to stop it immediately, get out of it, back it down. The way to know if you're in an issue, of course, is intuition and when things start to go badly. Right? So we have to take responsibility for ourselves and everything that we do, including our mistakes. All of us do. So, again, it's about intuition. So if I was working with those four people, and they said, because a lot of people do say, do I have the right doctor? Is this the right date? Is the surgery going to come out well? And I look at that stuff. So if those four people had been my clients, I would have said, stay away. That person has karmic issues with you, and it's not going to go well. Find another doctor.
And oftentimes people...
In other words, the people that, that went to see him for that surgery had the issues. On a deep level, they accepted what was going to happen. It's a karmic payback, perhaps, from another lifetime. Mm-hmm. Or it's a new karma that will be paid back in a different way in another lifetime. So they've accepted the issue. I see murder and everything differently from other people. I look to see what's really going on. Why was that person standing on that street corner that night when it happened? Mm-hmm. You know, it comes down to intuition. We can avoid a lot of this stuff. But when we have a tragic accident or something, or worse, something does it to us, there's a complicity on our part. We allow ourselves to go through that, or we wouldn't have been there at that time.
So the circumstance, maybe the idea here, for those of you who are contemplating an operation, you want to find out what the story is, you ought to call Victoria up and ask her to give you her advice. VictoriaBullis.com is her website. Victoria Bullis is available also at Victoria Bullis. It is I think that if you're going through something that's important in your life, you want some advice, get to Victoria and have her tell you what she thinks. Thanks, Victoria. Let me tell you what I think about Parachute bedding. Parachute makes modern bedding for a much more comfortable home, much more comfortable sleep experience. These sheets are crafted in Europe, as that's where the best factories are, the best stitchers, the best materials. Comes the cotton is from Egypt. It is so superb. It's so beyond comparison. And the prices are the same as if you were going to buy cheap stuff that you probably, you know, a lot of you believe in changing your sheets every year, changing mattresses every, what, 6-7 years. This is something you won't have to do. You will feel so close to this, and the quality will last so much longer. Parachute 60-night trial means you can test run your sheets for 2 whole months. Do what Victoria has done. Do what Kara has done. Do what I'm doing. Go to ParachuteHome.com/DJV. That'll give you free shipping. But look at the catalog. The bedding is so good. The cotton is so good. The feeling is so good. The sateen bedding, soft and smooth, unlike anything else you've ever experienced. So if you want to have a good sleep, go online to ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is the music from the movie King Kong. Which King Kong movie? There have been about three or four of them, and there's a new one coming out too. So,
this is the one from '76. Jessica Lange, Jeff Bridges, Charles Grodin, Dino De Laurentiis.
That's it. Big producer of those big epic movies, King Kong. So now there's the trailer in the movie houses for the new King Kong movie, which looks atrocious.
You really believe that? You know, here's the thing, Doug. Sorry. Universal has very high expectations for this movie. They put a ton of money into marketing it. King Kong Skull Island comes out March 10th. It's a pretty good cast. Brie Larson, the actress who won the Oscar for The Room, I think she's pretty appealing. Tom Hiddleston, who played Loki in the Marvel Universe, Thor and the Avenger films. John Goodman, always good, and Sam Jackson. It looks like what they've done is to do something a little different. It looks like they made a combination of King Kong set in the world of Apocalypse Now. The trailers are, trailers are pretty good. I think it's going to have a big opening weekend. But from what I hear at the end of this movie, they set up King Kong versus Godzilla, which is going to be a further installment, and they're going to make another Godzilla movie. So I think Universal wants to combine King Kong and Godzilla. One good thing about this film, King Kong will live at the end, unlike most of the King Kong movies where he falls off either the Empire State Building or in the 76 version, the Twin Towers. But I just want to point out, I did a revival of King Kong from 76 last year. For my money, I don't know what it is, but Jessica Lange might be the best-looking woman I've ever seen on the big screen in that movie. I'm serious.
Didn't she get horrible reviews? My mom was telling me something about her.
She did, because the character's written sort of an airhead, and it's clear, that's the way the character is written. Mm-hmm. But she went on to have a pretty good career and survived negative reviews of 76 King Kong.
I went to the movies this weekend, and I sat through the worst trailers I think I've ever seen.
Really? Really?
The stuff that, oh my God, the stuff that's coming is so awful.
Do you like
violent,
the fact, do you like or hate the fact that when you go to a multiplex, you have to sit through 20 minutes of trailers?
If there's something I'm looking forward to, but I just, some of the stuff was so bad, I had to close my eyes. It's just awful. Just awful.
Which Disney movie scared you the most?
You know what? I will tell you the previews for
Beauty and the Beast. The Beast was that scary, huh, Doug? Which direction do you run?
Will you calm down for a minute? You asked me a question. Now,
okay.
The Jack Sparrow movie that's coming out looked awful.
Yeah, I have no interest.
God. Oh my God!
Johnny, you know why Johnny Depp did that movie?
For $25 million.
Got 17 mortgages around the world.
Really? My son tells me that in order to convince Matt Damon to do this movie, the Chinese Wall thing.
The Great Wall,
They had to give him $25 million in cash.
Really?
And that he went to the set, and every day people who were working with him said he couldn't have been less interested, less involved. He wasn't, but 25 million he couldn't turn down.
No,
that's
wouldn't
what
either.
It takes these Chinese movies now that are being produced by the Chinese with Chinese money. They're desperate to get American actors to come be in these movies and make them in English, and then they can easily translate them because this is what people want to see in China.
It only made $21 million here over the weekend. Not great, but it's on a $150 million budget. But it's done over $200 million worldwide, and a lot of money in China. So
why don't you go through
a trend.
The box office totals for the weekend, because we didn't have you yesterday. We didn't do a report. So how did they shake out this weekend?
Lego Batman Movie number one, second straight weekend, $42 million in business, $107 million in 2 weeks of release. 50 Shades Darker has held up better than its predecessor. Did $23 million in weekend number two. $91 million in 10 days, but $200+ million overseas. So that movie is financially successful already. The Great Wall, as I said, $21 million here in the U.S. John Wick 2, Keanu Reeves, 45% drop week to week. That's pretty good for an action movie. $19 million, $61 million in 2 weeks. No doubt there'll be a third entry in this franchise. And Fist Fight with Ice Cube and Charlie Day round out the top five, $14.5 million in business. You know, adult-oriented fans doing very well at the box office, Doug, the Scott Oscar nomination. Hidden Figures up to $144 million in 9 weeks of release. And La La Land has done $134 million. And Lion is also picking up steam, now done $40 million at the box office.
All of them I've seen, I thought they were all good movies. I think Hidden Figures the best among them. If I were to rate them, I'd say Hidden Figures is one, and then the other two are sort of Lion and La La. I put sort of the same on par with each other. So that's it. They're very good. They're a report, Chucker. Thank you. Chuck Curry, our movie man, with us at 59 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.